Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever had one of those spiritual experiences that is so powerful and so moving that you didn't want that experience to end? Perhaps it took place at an LWML convention or some other large event, a gathering of Christian women. Perhaps it took place at a Christian camp or a youth gathering or a men's retreat. Maybe you've had one of those mountaintop experiences simply in the solitude of prayer or while taking a quiet walk along the beach or in the woods. Maybe even on vacation standing atop a large mountain looking out at the grandeur of God's creation. In many and various ways, God's people have felt His presence move in their spirits. And when you've had one of those experiences, it's so wonderful and so awesome that you don't want that experience to ever end. You want that feeling to last forever. Such was the experience of Peter at the transfiguration of Jesus. As he and James and John went up on a high mountain with Jesus, they saw their Lord, their teacher, their Savior, Jesus, temporarily unmasked, so to speak. Before their very eyes, they beheld Jesus in the glory of His divinity. Mark states that Jesus' clothes became radiant, intensely white, whiter than anyone on earth could bleach them. And then they saw Moses, the great law giver of Israel, and with him also Elijah, the great prophet of Israel. And they were both there talking with Jesus. If ever there was a foretaste of the feast to come, a foreshadowing of the heavenly experience, this was it. And although Peter was a bit freaked out by the entire experience, he was also enjoying it. He liked it so much that he didn't want that experience to come to an end. And so he says to Jesus that he wanted to build some tents, one for Jesus and one for Moses and Elijah, so they could stay up there on that mountain and stay in that experience. But no sooner had Peter made his offer to Jesus then the whole experience was over. Moses and Elijah were gone. Jesus was back to his normal, humble self. And the voice of God they heard coming from the cloud was now just a memory. Then Jesus and the three disciples made their way back down the mountain to the valley below. The transfiguration was an important event for these three disciples because it served as a final witness to them that Jesus was indeed the beloved Son, the chosen servant, and the heaven-sent Savior of God. As Jesus was preparing to head toward Jerusalem, to enter that city, to suffer and to die for the sins of the world, this whole experience of seeing Jesus in His glory was one more assurance to these disciples of the divine nature and the divine mission of Jesus. This was one more testimony given to them in order to strengthen their faith, as their faith was about to be tested as never before. Peter was so overcome by the awesomeness of the moment that he didn't want that moment to come to an end. And I think that we can probably relate to Peter's feeling too, can't we? But what Peter failed to realize, and maybe we sometimes forget this too, is that life is not lived up on the mountaintops. Life is lived down in the valley. And because that's where people live and move and have their being, that's where we need to be and to serve and to minister also. We can go up to the mountains occasionally to be lifted up and to be filled up. We can go to those Christian retreats and those camps and those gatherings and those revivals and those concerts, and even to worship every Sunday. But we can't stay there on those mountaintops, because the people of this world are down in the valley. They're down in the valleys of depression and heartache and illness and loneliness and hostility and poverty and confusion. And those people down in the valleys of life need what only Jesus can give. That's why Jesus didn't stay on his throne in heaven, on his mountain's top, so to speak. But he lowered himself and he came down to the valley of this world, down to the place where people live, that he might serve and save us. To be sure, the mountaintop of heaven and that mountain of transfiguration were much more attractive places to be. But the work is down in the valley. The work was down in this sin-filled world. The work was at the cross. And so Jesus came down from heaven. And he came down from that mountain. And he went to Jerusalem, and he suffered, and he died, and he rose again to defeat the sin and the death that binds us to these valleys of life. Because of Jesus' service and his sacrifice, we can rejoice that there will come a day when we no longer have to return down to the valley. There'll come a day when we get to stay on top of the mountain, stay up there with Jesus and Moses and Elijah and the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and all the saints of God, when we too will get to see Jesus in his divine glory. And on that day and in that place, we will express with St. Peter, "It is good, Lord, for us to be here." That day is coming. And we look forward to that day. We live for that day. But today, we're still needed down here in the valley. May we each and every Sunday, as we leave this sanctuary and we return home from this house of worship, as we return home from this mountaintop experience where we have heard Jesus and we have seen him in his word and in his sacrament. May we return home also to the valley of our daily lives so that we might serve and that we might save those who are still lost. To the glory of God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.